From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. Nothing raises interest in energy issues in Utah quite like the price of gasoline, but Utah has a big advantage over other states when residents pay utility bills. Energy is the number three issue identified by the nonpartisan Utah Foundation in its survey of voter concerns. KUER's Dan Bonas has more.
Utahns cringe when they look at the prices on the gas pumps these days, though prices here haven't reached the levels seen in California this fall. Most of the gasoline that's refined and sold in Utah comes from oil produced in the Mountain West. But Utah Foundation researcher Sean Tigan says the price still responds to national and international markets.
The range of gasoline prices across the U.S. are not that wide. And one of the reasons why is because 64% of gasoline costs is determined by the cost of oil. And then you've got refining costs, you've got marketing costs, and you've also got state and local taxes, which account for about 11% nationwide of the cost of gasoline.
Regional differences in the cost of gasoline, high or low, tend not to last very long. But the Utah Foundation study shows Utahns pay about one-third less than the residents of most other states for the energy they use at home.
If you look at the last 20 years for electricity and natural gas costs for residential utilities, they've actually gone down when you adjust for inflation. Electricity has decreased 14% over the last 20 years adjusted for inflation, and natural gas, residential natural gas, has decreased 4% when adjusted for inflation.
The price of natural gas has been kept low the past few years by new production technologies such as hydraulic fracturing, but there's pressure on the cost of electricity due in part to new environmental regulations that are hitting coal-fired power plants. More than 80% of the electric power produced in Utah comes from burning coal. Chad Tepley, Rocky Mountain Power's vice president for resource development, says the company is facing a deadline to comply with new regulations for limiting toxic emissions such as mercury. And he says Rocky Mountain Power will likely have to close at least one of its coal-fired power plants, the 170-megawatt carbon plant near Helper.
If you could find a technical solution, then economically, does it make sense to invest, in some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars in a relatively small unit? And what we've seen with the available solutions that are out there today, we haven't yet identified a technically feasible and economically feasible solution that would allow us to otherwise comply by 2015.
Rather than building a new plant, Tepley says they'll be able to make up the difference with changes in their transmission system. But that's still expensive, and Rocky Mountain Power has a rate increase of 5.6% set to go into effect this week to help deal with the cost. Over the past few years, Rocky Mountain Power has invested heavily in wind energy, and it now has about 1,400 megawatts available from wind turbines, about one-sixth of what's available from coal. It's also built new plants fueled by natural gas to meet demand whenever its customers flip the switch. Utah's public schools are always a top concern in a state where a third of the population is 18 years old or younger. And public education is the number two issue for the Utah Priorities Project this year. We'll look at that tomorrow. I'm Dan Bomas, KUER News.